English exam, section 1, listening.
Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6. I was born in a beautiful coastal state in Malaysia. Growing up in a superstitious, conservative community, my siblings and I always had to follow strange rules that usually didn't make sense to me, like not whistling in the house. Whenever we went out to play, we had to return home before sunset. This particular rule made the night seem mysterious to me. I spent my school years admiring the dark, but never really exploring it. As I got older, I was drawn to nature. While in mangrove forests, a forestry officer told me about fireflies, insects that produce light and are easiest to see at night. Given my limited experience with darkness, I decided to take a boat ride across the mangrove estuary one night just to see them. The first 15 minutes of the journey were frightening. It was pitch black, and the river was choppy. All I could hear was a faint breeze. As the river began to narrow, I noticed a mesmerizing sight. Countless tiny flashes of light started to flicker on the trees, all flashing in almost perfect unison. It was as if they were dancing to their own beat. That is the moment I officially fell in love with fireflies. Now, I have been researching fireflies for more than 17 years. There are more than 2,000 firefly species found on every continent except Antarctica. Most have wings and can emit light produced by special organs under their abdomens. Each species has its own unique light pattern. Some glow continuously, while others emit discrete flashing patterns that look almost like a secret code. Fireflies are an essential part of a healthy ecosystem. The life cycle of fireflies keeps the ecosystem balanced. Each species has specific habitat needs to thrive and acts as a bioindicator to ascertain whether a habitat is healthy. For example, in a mangrove forest, a declining firefly population could indicate water quality degradation, signaling a collapsing food chain. Firefly larvae eat snails, which need good water quality to thrive. In terrestrial habitats, population declines can be attributed to light pollution, which disorientates and blinds fireflies. When firefly populations decline, other species in the same habitat often also decline. This is a result of overdevelopment, and it can lead to climate effects such as floods and drought. Currently, there are still many undiscovered firefly species. However, firefly habitats are disappearing fast. We are now in a race against time to name and document a maximum number of species before they disappear and flash for the last time. I was born in a beautiful coastal state in Malaysia. Growing up in a superstitious, conservative community, my siblings and I always had to follow strange rules that usually didn't make sense to me, like not whistling in the house. Whenever we went out to play, we had to return home before sunset. This particular rule made the night seem mysterious to me. I spent my school years admiring the dark, but never really exploring it. As I got older, I was drawn to nature. While in mangrove forests, a forestry officer told me about fireflies, insects that produce light and are easiest to see at night. Given my limited experience with darkness, I decided to take a boat ride across the mangrove estuary one night just to see them. The first 15 minutes of the journey were frightening. It was pitch black, and the river was choppy. All I could hear was a faint breeze. As the river began to narrow, I noticed a mesmerizing sight. Countless tiny flashes of light started to flicker on the trees, all flashing in almost perfect unison. It was as if they were dancing to their own beat. That is the moment I officially fell in love with fireflies. Now, I have been researching fireflies for more than 17 years. There are more than 2,000 firefly species found on every continent except Antarctica. Most have wings and can emit light produced by special organs under their abdomens. Each species has its own unique light pattern. Some glow continuously, while others emit discrete flashing patterns that look almost like a secret code. Fireflies are an essential part of a healthy ecosystem. The life cycle of fireflies keeps the ecosystem balanced. Each species has specific habitat needs to thrive and acts as a bioindicator to ascertain whether a habitat is healthy. For example, in a mangrove forest, a declining firefly population could indicate water quality degradation, signaling a collapsing food chain. Firefly larvae eat snails, which need good water quality to thrive. In terrestrial habitats, population declines can be attributed to light pollution, which disorientates and blinds fireflies. When firefly populations decline, other species in the same habitat often also decline. This is a result of overdevelopment, and it can lead to climate effects such as floods and drought. Currently, there are still many undiscovered firefly species. However, firefly habitats are disappearing fast. We are now in a race against time to name and document a maximum number of species before they disappear and flash for the last time. You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7. The PMO syndrome is a visual disorder characterized by altered perceptions of faces. Those who suffer from the condition are able to recognize faces normally, but perceive them as strangely disfigured. Some have described the faces as having a cartoon-like quality. Faces are perceived as contorted and as having displaced features. The PMO syndrome is a visual disorder characterized by altered perceptions of faces. Those who suffer from the condition are able to recognize faces normally, but perceive them as strangely disfigured. Some have described the faces as having a cartoon-like quality. Faces are perceived as contorted and as having displaced features. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8. Aardwolves are little solitary nocturnal hyenas. They are the tiniest of the four hyena species. Unlike their meat-eating relatives, they survive on a diet almost entirely made up of termites. They spend many hours licking them up each night, using their sticky, super-long tongs to lap them up. Aardwolves only come together to mate and rear their young, because the foraging-based lifestyle isn't suited for group living. Aardwolves are little solitary nocturnal hyenas. They are the tiniest of the four hyena species. Unlike their meat-eating relatives, they survive on a diet almost entirely made up of termites. They spend many hours licking them up each night, using their sticky, super-long tongs to lap them up. Aardwolves only come together to mate and rear their young, because the foraging-based lifestyle isn't suited for group living. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9.
The Deathstalker is one of the most dangerous scorpions on the planet. What makes it so dangerous is its venom, which also happens to be the most expensive liquid in the world. It costs $39 million per gallon. Now, even if you had the money, you couldn't just go and buy a gallon of the venom, because you can only get it in tiny, minuscule amounts. $130 will get you a droplet that's smaller than a grain of sugar. The reason why is pretty simple. The stuff is hard to get. Scorpions are almost always milked by hand, one by one. And one scorpion produces, at the most, just 2 milligrams of venom at a time. The Deathstalker is one of the most dangerous scorpions on the planet. What makes it so dangerous is its venom, which also happens to be the most expensive liquid in the world. It costs $39 million per gallon. Now, even if you had the money, you couldn't just go and buy a gallon of the venom, because you can only get it in tiny, minuscule amounts. $130 will get you a droplet that's smaller than a grain of sugar. The reason why is pretty simple. The stuff is hard to get. Scorpions are almost always milked by hand, one by one. And one scorpion produces, at the most, just 2 milligrams of venom at a time.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10. In 1541, Francisco Pizarro set out from Quito, the capital of what is today Ecuador. But the expedition quickly proved to be a disaster. When the party entered the rainforest, the Spaniards discovered that they were woefully unprepared for the journey. The jungle was treacherous. It was filled with venomous snakes, jaguars, and disease-carrying mosquitoes. The plate armour favoured by the conquerors was hot, cumbersome, and quite frankly, a ridiculous choice for the humid jungle. In 1541, Francisco Pizarro set out from Quito, the capital of what is today Ecuador. But the expedition quickly proved to be a disaster. When the party entered the rainforest, the Spaniards discovered that they were woefully unprepared for the journey. The jungle was treacherous. It was filled with venomous snakes, jaguars, and disease-carrying mosquitoes. The plate armour favoured by the conquerors was hot, cumbersome, and quite frankly, a ridiculous choice for the humid jungle.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11.
Cleaning anything that isn't my own home feels less boring, less pointless, less like my soul is being leached into an abyss of dirty hobs and splattered toothpaste. Perhaps it's because this kind of cleaning less pointedly marks out the continued gender inequality in the amount of housework that lurks at the heart of most British households, and that was exacerbated by the pandemic. So why don't we introduce a housework swapping service? Cleaning anything that isn't my own home feels less boring, less pointless, less like my soul is being leached into an abyss of dirty hobs and splattered toothpaste. Perhaps it's because this kind of cleaning less pointedly marks out the continued gender inequality in the amount of housework that lurks at the heart of most British households, and that was exacerbated by the pandemic. So why don't we introduce a housework swapping service?
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12.
Whittier is a small town in Alaska, surrounded by mountains. What makes it unique is that 90% of the town's population live in one old condominium block called the Begich Tower. The Begich Tower contains the town's government offices, a playground, a church, and a small market. However, some Whittier residents couldn't take the cramped, enclosed nature of Begich Tower and have moved to more private dwellings nearby. The mayor himself has left the building because, according to one resident, at Begich Tower, anyone could cruise over in their socks and give him their opinion. Whittier is a small town in Alaska, surrounded by mountains. What makes it unique is that 90% of the town's population live in one old condominium block called the Begich Tower. The Begich Tower contains the town's government offices, a playground, a church, and a small market. However, some Whittier residents couldn't take the cramped, enclosed nature of Begich Tower and have moved to more private dwellings nearby. The mayor himself has left the building because, according to one resident, at Begich Tower, anyone could cruise over in their socks and give him their opinion.
End of the listening section.